Long delayed, Somalia is to hold a vote to choose its next president. The aim is to put an end to instability in this crucial region of Africa. But is that possible for a nation facing several challenges? This is Inside Story. Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Hashim Ahlbarra. After more than a year of delays, violence and uncertainty, Somalia is ready to vote for its next president. The original plan was to hold a one-person, one-vote election for the first time in 50 years. But security concerns, as well as legal and financial realities, make that difficult. Instead, Somalia's parliament will select the president. We'll explain how that works in a moment, but first, this report from Malcolm Webb in Mogadishu.
Sheikh Sharif Ahmed was president of Somalia once before, and he wants to be president again. His government was credited with developing Somalia's constitution and building the national army after the central government collapsed in 1991. It was criticized for corruption.
I want to build a government that gives equal rights to all the Somali people and provides security and justice to the Somali people.
He's more known for trying to include all political factions than for specific policies.
Sheikh Sharif is widely seen as one of the strongest contenders. He's one of 39 candidates who have registered. Their posters line this street in Mogadishu. One of them will go on to lead a government that doesn't control much of Somalia beyond here, the capital. Swathes of the countryside are controlled by the armed group Al-Shabaab. Somalis don't even get to vote in this election. It's members of parliament who will elect the president, and the members of parliament were selected by clan representatives. Everyone familiar with the process say it's been marred by vote buying and corruption.
Another former president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, is in the running and also widely seen as a possible winner. When he was in office, UN investigators said private individuals embezzled vast sums of money from the central bank. Once a peace activist, he's known as a negotiator and says he'll mend the rifts between Somalia's federal states. Incumbent President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo is running again. He's lost support in parliament. His opponents say he's divisive, made Somalia's armed conflicts worse, and brought economic decline. He's promising change. Hassan Ali Khairi was prime minister under Farmajo until they fell out. He's also a prominent contender. The final outcome of the vote depends on who ends up supporting who.
It's very difficult to predict potential alliances at this stage. I think a lot of backroom deals and under the table deals are happening as we speak, and they'll continue to happen until the 11th hour, just before dawn on Sunday morning. They'll continue to make deals.
Members of parliament will vote on Sunday in a series of up to three rounds in the safety of Mogadishu's green zone, far removed from most Somalis. The region's worst drought in decades is just one of the many challenges faced by millions of people and by Somalia's next leader. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Let's take a look at how Somalia's voting process works. A group of 135 clan elders choose more than 14,000 delegates representing different parts of the country. Then those delegates elect representatives of the two houses of parliament. One is the House of the People with 275 members. And there's the Senate chamber, which has 54 seats that have already been elected. Both houses then elect the president through a secret ballot, who appoints the prime minister, who in turn will form the cabinet. Let's bring in our guest in Mogadishu, Ali Warsam, a lecturer at the East Africa University and former Minister of Education in the Puntland state of Somalia. In Doha, Hodan Ali, Somalia analyst, who is a senior advisor to the mayor of Mogadishu. Also in Mogadishu, Mohamed Mubarak, executive director of Markati and also executive director of the Somalia Peace Forum. Welcome to the program. Ali, how crucial is this election, which is she's over a year behind schedule?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. Actually, I think it's good to have an election after 1 year. There was a time whereby we were expecting that it may take longer, 2 years, 3 years, even it may not even take place. So bringing election here and passing all the hurdles, I think it's a good start, and I think we are now assured that there will be a president to be elected tomorrow.
Sure that you will have a president, but however, people are still concerned. Hodan, the idea was to implement a universal suffrage where people will decide the outcome of the election. What happens in this complex political landscape is that you have a bunch of elders who decide everything in Somalia. Isn't this something that is likely to just continue eroding public trust in the political system in the country?
Thank you for having me, Hisham. Absolutely. I think Somalis are tired of having elders decide their fate. It is a process that has been ongoing till time immemorial. The last time we've had elections, public elections, one person, one vote, was four decades ago. We were hoping that this time around, Somalia would get an opportunity for one person, one vote. It didn't happen. It's a failure of the current regime. But we do hope that in the next government, that is the priority number one. Having a process that is led by a selected few creates an opportunity for the massive corruption that we have seen in Somalia's electoral history in recent years. And this year, actually, probably outmarks any other election corruption that we have seen. So we are hopeful that in the next government, it's not even hopeful, Somalis demand that we do get one person, one vote. Mm-hmm.
Mohamed, one of the justifications for abandoning the one person, one vote and sticking with the indirect vote is that there are legal, financial and stability issues that the country has to tackle before moving forward to that new approach. But as you know, clan divisions are endemic in Somalia, as in different parts of the region. How do you see this resolved in the future?
I think that there is no real justification other than it's easier to rig an election where there is a small set of people who are voting to elect MPs, and it's very controlled by the officials who are being elected. So. And I think for us to move beyond this, there has to be an international demand, because the Somali government is unrepresentative of the people, and we don't have a say in who gets elected. We don't pay most of the government's funds. The taxes we pay are a small fraction of the government's expenses. For that reason, the government does not feel that it needs to accept the demands, because. And it doesn't feel it represents us. It represents those who pay it, and those who pay it don't care about the democratization, although they say they give us lip service. But as we've seen for 5.5 years close to it, mm-hmm. They have not pushed for democratization. They have, here we are. I think if this continues next cycle, it will be the same.
Okay. Change. Ali Warsam, the election was delayed for almost a year, 15 months, because of a huge divide between the President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo and the Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein, who come from two different clans. Do you think that this divide will continue to haunt the political process, the elections and the aftermath of the elections?
For my understanding, you know, clan is one of the factors that decide, as is already said, for Somali politics. But it's not the only factor. Mm-hmm. And as far as we come close to the presidential election, there is a lot of other things that make a decisive in this process. Now, you know, the President Farmajo was expected to hold an election on time and on universal suffrage. Actually, that did not happen, as we said. The prime minister who came the last time was the savior. Actually, there was an extension, illegal extension of 2 years from the parliament, the outgoing parliament. But alhamdulillah, the prime minister came and, you know, the whole process of election was given to him. I think he took a very, very good initiative, and at the end, he completed the process. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that, you know, this continue, because the likelihood of re-electing the current incumbent president is unlikely, and there is a newcomer. So I think there will be a new fresh face.
Okay. Hodan, 39 contenders, the incumbent president, former president Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, former mayor of Mogadishu, former prime minister. Who stands the chance to become the president?
It is a very crowded election cycle, and at this point, really too close to call. Really heavily favored are the two former presidents, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud and Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. But you also have the incumbent, Farmajo, who most likely many of the political observers think he will not return, just given the dismal performance over the past 5 years, but not also not just performing poorly on key metrics, mm-hmm. but you know, the overall political environment that he has created has really been unearthing for Somali politics. There is, as you mentioned, the former Prime Minister Hassan Ali Khayre, who's also a contender. But really, the country is looking for someone who can bring about unity, bring together the fractured system that we have, the political system that we've got, but also someone who can hit the ground running, because Somalia has several huge challenges that it must, on day one, this government needs to tackle. As you know, there is a severe drought across the country. Millions mm-hmm. of Somalis are facing starvation. So really, competence, someone who knows the ropes. I don't think we can, you know, afford to have a newcomer that, you know, that will be learning on the job. But absolutely, the two former presidents are really the forerunners at this point. Okay. And obviously, incumbents.
Mohammed, the only female candidate for Ziyad in a pretty much predominantly patriarchal society. Do you see it more of a symbolic presence here?
Yes, not only symbolic, I think it shows that she has the ambition. This is the second time she's running, and she has, unfortunately, it's very unlikely for her to get anything. I think, as Hodan was saying, it's we have a problem with recycling old and tested and failed people. Mm-hmm. The two former presidents are part of the reason why we are here. They are the ones who made sure that there's no elections. They are the ones who were involved in massive corruption. They are the ones who oversaw Somalia go to famine. And so I think we need someone new, someone who has experience governing, and someone who has integrity. And unfortunately, the people who are currently the former presidents and the current president don't fit that description. So it's we're in a very bad situation. I'm sorry, but there's no. I don't see anyone, and that's been tested who can fix anything. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
Ali, this is what happens oftentimes in Somalia. The elders, when they convene, and when they elect the delegates who select the prime minister, the president, who appoints the prime minister, who chooses his cabinet, is always against the backdrop of the key clans of Somalia. You don't afford to have any misrepresentation here that could drag the country into a civil war, which means that ultimately we're just going to see a replica of the similar former governments who have always been responsible for the embezzlement of public funds, corruption, violence and instability. I don't see any optimism here about how to move forward.
Actually, I disagree with Mohammed. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Somalia has passed a very, very difficult cycle before. Elections are happening in the country. We are having a prime minister that finished the job to be at least agreed after 15 months late. And we have contenders. We are not expecting someone to come from the heaven. These are the guys who are competing, and we have to select one of them. For my assessment, as you know, already someone said, there is a chance the front runners are very, very clear. And at this time, at this juncture, we need someone who have the experience. We cannot be have someone who is a novice to be trained on the job. We need someone who know the ropes, who know the government, who have the experience, who can take it from there. And that's why the former presidents, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud and Sheikh Sharif, and the president of Puntland, Denny, and are in the front runners because they have some sort of governance, some sort of experience. I think one of the key elements is that not only that, you know, to be decent, not only to be, you know, knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. We need someone who can bring parties together, who can make a compromise, mm-hmm. who can heal the process. And that is coming from these guys, and I'm very optimistic.
Okay, but Hodan, the expectations of the Somali people are one thing, and then the expectations of the international community is something different. They have been looking forward to see a political establishment that is widely going to become somehow a bulwark against the rise of Al-Shabaab. Now Al-Shabaab took advantage of the political impasse, further expanding their influence across the country. Do you see them as the biggest challenge facing whoever comes to power on Sunday?
Absolutely. And I just want to echo what Ali said. We are actually very optimistic and hopeful that once this election wraps up, the new president will usher in a different era. And depending on who ends up being the winner, obviously. But ultimately, I think, you know, the last 2 years, Somalis have shown a whole lot of political maturity, given the background of 30 plus years of conflict and civil war. And the fact that we have rejected an attempt to subvert the ability to actually hold elections marks a clear hope, it signals a clear hope for the Somali people. In terms of the international community and its engagement with Somalia and Al-Shabaab and all of that, I think part of the problem in the past 5 years has been the international community has played a bit not really understanding the threat Somalia faces when it comes to the governing structure and what the current regime has been doing. And we do know that Al-Shabaab now has much larger control over the country than when President Farmajo took our power in 2017. Obviously, it is the biggest issue that we've got. But as much as that is the biggest issue that we've got, security, political reconciliation and really having political agreement is very, very much important. As you know, President Farmajo has really launched an assault on the federal system that we've got in Somalia. Mm-hmm. And that has created a lot of animosity and chaos. And we hope the folks like Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, Sheikh Sharif, President Denny are able to come in and hopefully bring some stability and unite the country as we look forward to fighting Shabaab through a consensus-building government.
Mohammed, is that possible, moving forward with tackling Al-Shabaab, when the causes of discontent remain in Somalia, irrespective of what happens on Sunday?
I think the challenges are immense. The international community's only goal in Somalia is security. And because of that, they don't invest as much on other things. The issues Hovind raised on governance, on democratization, on making sure government reaches all the way to the local level. So they put all the energy on security, and that creates a government that is unresponsive to public demands, that has no legitimacy, poor legitimacy at best. When the government lacks legitimacy, it does not have the legitimacy to fight Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab claims to be able to function at the districts, at the villages, at the countryside. Government cannot do that. And I think we need to invest more on governance and democratization. And then we can focus on security. Or we can do them complementary together, but international community support is mostly security-centric. That would be a problem for anyone who comes to power.
Ali, at the same time, you have Somalis who say election will be just step one. What should come first? Step two, which is a new political agreement between all the components of the Somali society that would pave the ground for a new constitution, a new political establishment that could be conducive to shaping the face of a new Somalia that would lead the nation in the future to the general suffrage election that people hope will bring about a new vibrant democracy to the country?
As you said, and we all agree here, that what lies in front of the new government is very, very huge. But I think one of the key elements is the trusted, you know, trust deficit. And that's what was created for the last several years. I think Somalia, anyone who comes here, they will give time. They will give him at least an honeymoon for 1 year to do what he was supposed to, or she was supposed to do. I am expecting that there will be someone who take the priorities, knows how to take the country forward, bring Somalis together, that's preserve the federal system, which was the cornerstone of our system, and bring all parties together. As a Somalis, I'm very sure that we will win if we will work it together. Okay. And I think the next government, we need a unifier, compromiser, bringing people together and healing of the scars of the past.
Hodan, but don't you see that the next president won't have the luxury of time, because you're facing the worst drought in almost a decade, millions going hungry. The international community and the donors in particular are looking for signs of stability, democracy, to commit more pledges and more assistance for the country. It seems that is going to be an extremely delicate task for the president.
I mean, absolutely, there is no time to waste. As I said, you know, the new government, the president needs to hit the ground running. And I think that's why some contenders are much more apt to be able to meet those challenges head on day one. I do believe President Hassan Sheikh stands to be a serious, person who's able to deliver that, has, you know, the experience and the capacity to be able to perform. I think Denny as well, and Sheikh Sharif. So I think from those perspectives, absolutely, we don't have time. But at the end of the day, as Ali said too, we have had 5 years of really traumatic political experience across the board. And I think Somalis are more fractured today than they were 2017. Priority number one is to really ensure that unity is really worked on immediately. Political reconciliation and healing is priority number one. Otherwise, we will not have the security and political and economic stability that we're looking for. So whoever becomes president in Somalia has a tall order to meet on day one. Obviously, as my colleagues mentioned, the international community expects, you know, the person who comes in is able to deliver A, B, and C. I think Somalis need to figure out what needs to be delivered A, B, and C.
Okay.
Rally behind the new president.
Mohammed, the since the downfall of dictator Siad Barre 1991, the hope was basically to change the country, to bring about reconciliation and stability. And that dream has been elusive. What happens after Sunday? Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic in the sense that although it's very slow, we have had a continuous movement in the general right direction. It's not as effective as I'd want it. It's not as fast as I'd want it. And it's not as fast as the donors would want it. But it's been slow. I'm optimistic in that sense. But I know the fact that the new president is going to have immediate problems with the federal member states, that they will also start having elections. He will probably be involved in the electioneering. So in that sense, I'm pessimistic. And the only way I see forward for things to improve is for the donors who fund the government to demand democratization, to demand a move towards reconciling the insurgents in a way that does not see the government collapse. So he has a lot of things to do.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate your contribution. And I'm looking forward to having the same conversation with you when we know who's going to become the next president of Somalia, Ali Warsam Hodan, Ali Mohammed Mubarak. Thank you. And thank you too for watching. You can see the program again anytime by visiting our website, aljazeera.com, for further discussion. Go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/AJ Inside Story. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Our handle is @AJ Inside Story. From me, Hashim Ahlbara, and the entire team here in Doha. Bye for now.